Friday, December 29th. Today was a big day in the, or in my history or my life in the Web3 NFT crypto arena. If you were around for my podcasts in 2021, I certainly talked about a company called Pixel Vault a bunch / Meta Heroes in a few different manners. I probably did some episodes on them where they were mentioned. They were one of my high conviction plays from the beginning, and I've stuck with them, even though a lot of people had some negative shit to say, like many did in the NFT space over the last couple of years. I still believe, and today was a big day for that brand. It will be impossible for you to understand what I'm about to talk about, and realizing that may curb what I am actually going to say. But today was a big event for that brand called what they deemed as a supernova. They have somewhat pivoted earlier this year. They let everyone know that they were getting into the gaming space hard, which I believe is going to be if not the biggest factor in the next blockchain Web3 bull run, which is potentially underway, if you believe some of what you hear out there. If not the main catalyst, one of the biggest ones. Whereas I think the whole ethos of Web3, decentralization, peer-to-peer, etc., I think gaming is just an amazing spot for that, and that is going to play out sooner rather than later. And they created essentially what I would, as a simpleton like myself, would describe as the arcade of Web3. The technology, the foundation, the protocol that other developers, people with ideas, can come and build on top of to create their games. And it is an ecosystem where players, contributors, developers all share in all the revenue. There's no overreaching body like a central bank or like Epic Games. It's all of the currency flows back and forth between these entities. And I'm not going to get too much deeper into that at this point. But anyway, today, what Pixel Vault was 2 years ago is not what they are today. But today was the day that those who believed 2 years ago and collected their tokens and assets and NFTs, et cetera, could all cash in for this new protocol, where everything kind of comes together for this new token called GG, which is a crypto native token that lives on the blockchain. That is the currency for this protocol called Reboot. And again, I might have lost you already, and I totally understand that. I don't expect you to understand that. And part of my sadness is way too extreme, but I was fucking psyched about today. And part of my sadness was, and I explained this to my wife earlier, I have no one to share this with. Literally zero. There's, you know, maybe two people that I'm friendly with, very close people who even know what Pixel Vault is, that I could reach out to and say, hey, this is happening now, check it out, I told you, blah, 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 you know, I'm all in, get in now. And I did throw some of those things out there, but for the larger audience and the larger circle of people that I interact with, essentially nobody knows what I'm talking about. Like, counting you, you listening to me right now, have no fucking clue what I'm talking about. And that is on the emotional side for me on a day like this, a little depressing, because like I would love to hype it up with my people. But on the B is I'm really fucking early to something that is going to shape our future. I mean, I don't mean Reboot specifically, but just this whole blockchain NFT crypto thing. It's going to be such a part of what we do, and you're all going to know what I'm talking about, and your kids hopefully are all going to be playing these games on Reboot, this Web3 arcade, and who's going to have a bunch of real estate there, whatever that means, tokens, assets, whatever, me. So when they want to rent an awesome meta hero to play with in one of these games that live on Reboot, guess who they're renting it from? Me. And when they need tokens to play the game, where do they buy them from? Me. And obviously, I am a small fish in this small pond. There are people who have been in this crypto space since 2013, 15, 17 that are way more advanced than me, have way more of this GG token than I do. Nonetheless, I'm in the game. And today was a big day for that game. I burned, again, this will make no sense to all of you. I burned a bunch of planets and a bunch of POW token to get my GG, which vests over the next year or two. And I just feel good about it. So to sum up and to give you the macro, one of my earliest convictions in a space that I knew nothing about when I got into it seems to be breaking through, and I have just as much conviction now in that bet as I did in 2021 as a complete novice. So that feels good no matter what field you're in, and that part of this you all can understand.